Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Aleph, in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, and Halacha Vov, in the middle of the Mishnah. We're starting with the first line, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah continues and says, V'chamu Oimim, Mevateach Umeare Lagas. We just mentioned that if you have wine which is sealed in a barrel, you can't make truma for one barrel or another. But if you do want to make truma for one another, you have to open all the barrels. Says Bichamai, now you have to open it, you have to then pour the contents of the barrel into the gas, into the pit, where all of them will combine together. And only then you can do truma for one another. You open the barrels, you don't have to pour the content, just the fact that it's open, you can make truma for one another. Says, continues the Mishnah, what we said before, that when you have a barrel of wine, so the barrel is tufel to the wine, and because part of the miser, place where usually you sell, people sell sealed barrels. So you have the wine with the barrel is part of the wine. But with places where you sell the wine in an open barrel, the kankon does not become part of the wine. And then in the case of first perek, where we said if you buy with the money of Ma'aseh Sheni wine, so the barrel is chulim because the barrel is bottle, it is not part of the Ma'aseh Sheni. In the case that they sell it open, lo yotza kanka l'chulim, that's what our Mishnah is referring to. Then the kanka does not go out l'chulim because the kanka is a separate item. It's not bottled to the wine. And in the case of our Mishnah, when you put wine into the barrel and make it Ma'aseh Sheni, the barrel now become part of Ma'aseh Sheni, it will remain chulim. It's interesting, the Mishnah is referring to the case of Perikama, which is the flip side of our case in our Mishnah, and I refer to the case of our Mishnah. Then as the Mishnah says, even in a place where you do sell sealed barrels, himself to sell exactly the right measurement. I'm not selling just a barrel. I'm selling the exact amount of wine, and I'm not cheshbing the barrel at all. Here we talk about the case of our Mishnah, meaning the Ma'aseh Sheni has a Kedusha, but not the barrel. Because he cheshbin the sale based on the wine only, not based on the barrel. Kadiz the Mishnah says, according to what Reb Chaim explains, is referring to a case we have in the Braisa. The Braisa tell us that when we said the Ma'aseh Sheni makes the barrel Kadosh, is if he's the whole barrel is all Ma'aseh Sheni. But if he says, I'm giving my friend a revis of the barrel belongs to my friend, the rest is Ma'aseh Sheni, then the barrel is not part of Ma'aseh Sheni, because you have your mixture here of Ma'aseh Sheni and not Ma'aseh Sheni. Reb Shimon says, even if he's very clear to his friend, tells the friend, I'm giving you the wine, some of the wine over here, but not the barrel. The barrel belongs to the Ma'aseh Sheni. So he's clear saying the barrel belongs to Ma'aseh Sheni, still the barrel does not have Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni. But because there is a portion in the barrel which is not part of Ma'aseh Sheni, so therefore the barrel does not bottle to the wine, and it's not part of Ma'aseh Sheni. Says the Gemara, my timer de Abudus. We learned in the Mishnah that Abudus says, if you buy with Ma'aseh Sheni money a food, even the food becomes tummy, you can't redeem it. Why is that so? Kesef Rishon or Kesef Sheni. You can only make Ma'aseh Sheni to money once, not twice. So you can take the fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni and make it to money. Once you take that money to buy fruits, now these fruits, you cannot make it back into money. So Gemara is bothered. That's not what Abudus said in the Mishnah. Because Rabbanon asked the Rabbi Yudo, why do you say that you can't redeem it? If Ma'aseh Sheni can redeem, so of course it can be redemed something that was purchased by Ma'aseh Sheni. And Rabbi Yudo said, no, it's different because Ma'aseh Sheni has coolest, the what was bought by Ma'aseh Sheni does not have. So says the Gemara Amud Beis, Ela min de'inun misivin le'mikav ha'chomer, hu mo'isivin le'mikav ha'chomer. Just because they're bringing a ray of kav ha'chomer. They're saying if something that you could do with Ma'aseh Sheni, culture you could do with what's purchased by Ma'aseh Sheni. So Rida says, even the Shitasa, that's not true, because things that are purchased from Ma'aseh Sheni, there are some things even you agree you can do, even though you could do with Ma'aseh Sheni. But Rida himself has a different reason, has the Gzeras HaKasa that says you can't do it. So the word Tzvi, Shiloka V'Kesa Ma'isa, we learned that if a person bought that Tzvi alive, and then it died, he cannot redeem it. And Gordon now is going to explain why. So we compared the Tzvi, the Chayo, like Kotcha B'Tik HaBayis. The Kotcha B'Tik HaBayis also, you don't bring it on Mizbeach, but it has the Kedusha. The only way to redeem it has to be standing on its feet and being valued. If it can't stand on its feet, you can't redeem it. Avirmi asked, We spoke here about a chaya that we don't bring in the mizbech. What about behema tmeo? A behema which is tame, that you also can't bring in the mizbech. Do you see the same idea that he in amod of aracha? Amrleisi answered him, "You lay down my abiyosi b'shir abiyichanon. If not the abiyosi said the name abiyicha, we learn about chaya. I would say the chaya toyer ain't a tuna amod of aracha. I wouldn't even say the chaya toyer does need the amod of aracha." So behema tmeo lo, so behema tmeo for sure not. In other words, chaya toyer is already a chiddush. Don't elach aboy lechiddush a chaya. Not a behem a tmeo, which is tummy. Om avilu betani ken, have a brisa this way. It says in the pasuk, v'im behem a tmeo podo berkecho. So we learn regarding pidyo in behem a tmeo. What do we learn? Ma behem a tmeo miyuchedesh shov shas pidyo in shasak desho. When you want to redeem a behem a tmeo, her value is the same value that she was when you're magdish it. Nothing changed in the value. Said the Gemara, "Definitely based with Aleph, Afad Yer Besam Beiso, Shovah Shas Pidyoyinu Shasik Deisho." So we compare to Beibet Meyo the Beiso that was purchased dead, that the value of it when it was purchased or when it was being redeemed is the same, and you compare both to each other. They both don't need Hamod of Aracha. Boy, Tziani Et Shabar Reize Hegdesh Beiso. We come to exclude the one that it started when it was alive, and then it died. The Pidyon and Hegdish are not the same thing. The Shasik Desho was valued more because it was alive. And now it's dead, it's not valued anymore because it needs Hamod of Aracha. We're not talking about the actual valuation. Of course, a dead animal is less of a value than a live animal. But the Pshat is that the same way it has a value when it was had a Hegdish, has a value when it was redeemed, some value. So Behema Tmeh has a value even when it was being redeemed, because there's the Habod of Aracha. A dead animal that was Migdash as a dead animal, then it has a value when it's redeemed, because you don't have to do Habod of Aracha. But a live animal that then died, you can redeem it, because it needs Habod of Aracha. So bring here a Raya that a Behema Tmeho doesn't need Habod of Aracha. That's all big for this Raya. So that's how Abchaib explains the Raya from this source. And the Gemara is going to continue with other Raya in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Aleph.